You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. In the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Dan Rome, the author of the international bestseller, The Back of the Napkin, the most popular visual thinking business book of all time. His newest book is Draw to Win. Dan, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. The pleasure is all mine. I love to talk about pictures.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing all about it. So let's just go ahead and get started. And with this, 90% of everything we share online is visual. So why do some people resist visual ideas in business?
Oh, it's a great question, Eric. And the problem that a lot of us have is it's not so much that we resist the visual, it's that we've never been trained how to use it. And it goes all the way back to when we were in grade school. And Eric, I don't know about you, but I certainly remember when I was a kid, I drew all the time, and I suspect that you did too. I've got kids. They draw all the time. Every child I know draws. And it's great up until you're about second grade, at which point the teacher says, that's great. Now that you're learning to know how to read, you don't need those pictures anymore, so I'm going to take the pictures away. And I think that the legacy of that stays with us for a lifetime. We say, oh, I'm in business or I'm an entrepreneur, and heaven forbid that I should use anything visual. Well, I'll tell you, I think that the technologies that are around us now, and I'm talking about social media, whether it's Pinterest or Facebook or Snapchat or Twitter or any one of them, the conversation really now is visual if you think about it. And frankly, if we want to be in the conversation, we have to be visual too.
You bet we do. Now, you probably hear this all the time, I can't draw. So what is drawing anyway, and why shouldn't we fear this?
Eric, I hear it all the time. I probably earn most of my money off of training business executives and small businesses and large how to become more visual problem solvers and communicators in their business, their industry, whatever it is. And I would say that I probably hear from a half of all the people that I work with exactly what you just said. Hey, Dan, I'd love to be visual, but I can't draw, therefore I'm not visual. And I say, well, two answers to that, Eric. The first one is, when I talk about drawing, I'm not talking about an artistic process. I frankly don't care how good the drawing is that you make, how realistic it looks. To me, drawing is a thinking process. And what I'm interested in is, can you think clearly through your idea? And the simple part of drawing is that you can, because all we need to do to draw a picture of pretty much anything is simply be able to draw seven very, very simple little shapes, a circle, a square, a triangle, a line, a dot, a blob, and an arrow. And if you can draw just those seven things, you can draw a picture of anything. And when I share that with people, they say, really? I can do that? I say, yes, you can. And before you know it, within 2 or 3 minutes, we're all drawing again, and it gives us a great way to communicate our ideas.
Now, Dan, what are some of the benefits you've seen when someone learns to make drawing part of their regular practice? Touch on that if you would.
So, Eric, it's interesting if you think about it, a couple of data points. Probably I weight about one-third of our brain is there to help us process vision. In terms of sheer neurological processing capacity, more of our brain is dedicated to processing vision than any other thing that we do. And so when we want to get some really good horsepower put into problem solving, and then when we want to come up with a really powerful and clear way to explain to someone else our idea so that we can sell them on the idea, or so that we can lead them to the idea, or so that we can continue to innovate on that idea, there is frankly nothing more powerful from a neurobiological perspective than the power of a drawn picture. Because what we're doing is we're bringing to bear all of that incredible processing power that we have when it comes to imagery. And again, most people in business have not been exposed to this. And I'm not trying to say that you need to drop whatever tools you now use. If you're into writing, that's great. If you're into PowerPoint, that's great. But I want to add one more tool to your tool belt. And that is this ability to go up to a whiteboard or a flip chart, or even just take a sheet of paper or your iPad or your Surface or whatever kind of touchscreen digital device you happen to have, and say to someone, look, I could just talk you through this idea, but I want to draw it out. And my idea starts here. And you draw a little circle and you label it and you say, this is me. And then you draw another little circle over here and you say, this is you. And then you draw a little box in between us and you might say, this is the product that I'd like to share with you. And then you draw an arrow from me, you, to the product. And just by working in that way, what's amazing is our ability to clarify our idea comes right to the front. Now, it sounds great, but does it work? Well, the answer is it works absolutely. And I know that because, Eric, over the last 25 years, I've dedicated pretty much all of my business cycles to the development of this visual approach to business, and it works. And I've had a chance to do this with big clients like Microsoft and Google, the United States Navy, even the White House. And then small companies, startups. I live here in the San Francisco Bay Area. There's no place on earth where you have more entrepreneurial startup little companies than out here right now. And I have a number of them that I work with on a day-to-day basis where I go in there to those leaders, those entrepreneurial leaders, and say, you've got an idea to sell. You're going to need to get in front of some venture capital. You're going to need to get in front of some angel investors or even other partners. If we can map out a simple visual explanation of what you're trying to get to them, it's going to be a lot more powerful than you just going in and talking to them. And it really, really works, Eric. I'm delighted to share this because I'm so confident that this approach actually works.
Impressive, and you've certainly got the attention not only of myself but the listeners as well. Today we're joined by Dan Rome, the author of the international bestseller, The Back of the Napkin, the most popular visual thinking business book of all time, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, how does drawing help those in sales and connecting with customers?
Drawing is the most powerful tool that we have when it comes to building this kind of mind meld that we want to have with our customers. And here's what I'm talking about. Eric, imagine any kind of a sales meeting, sales call that you've been in. And, you know, typically what happens is I come in and I've got something to sell and I start talking at you. And if I'm good at my selling, I'm going to turn that into my opportunity to kind of get you to tell me a little bit more about the problem that you have or the solution you're looking for. All of that gets amplified. All of that gets assisted by my taking a piece of paper, putting it on the table between us, and drawing it out and saying, look, if I'm understanding what you're saying well, you're over here and your objective is over here and there's this big gap between them, or maybe there's this wall in between them. And what I want to do is get around that wall or jump that gap. Well, what are some of the ways we could do that? And as we're doing that, we're actually drawing this out on the piece of paper. It's amazing what happens, how the environment between me and my prospect shifts from this being kind of an aggressive sales call to this becoming actually a live person-to-person working session. And it's really amazing because I'm no longer selling something to you. What we're actually doing is developing together a sort of a visual summary of what really is the problem that needs to be solved and what might the solutions physically look like. Are they a bridge over this gap? Is it a tool that's going to break down that metaphorical wall? Whatever it is, we can start to see it between us. And the conversation shifts from being me selling you something to you and I literally handing the pen back and forth, working the problem together. And for those of you, I know this, for those of your listeners that are in sales, you know that this is the kind of approach that works because it moves from anything that feels too salesy to something where we're actually working on it together. Very powerful, and I do this all the time. Make sense, Eric?
It certainly does make sense, and it's really interesting as well, and impressive what you've been able to experience through this method. Now, lastly, you say once you start drawing, you can't stop. Do you think drawing can transform your work and your career?
Drawing didn't just transform my career, drawing made my career. And I want to be clear again, I don't draw beautifully. I draw stick figures. I'll put it this way, Eric, I've spent the last 25 years learning how to draw badly really well. And that has actually made my career because it's given me the confidence to be the person in the meeting who is willing to go up to the whiteboard or to the flip chart and start mapping out the problem that other people are simply talking about. And I will tell you this, whether it's in sales or whether it's in leadership or whether it's in team building or just problem solving, the real issue that most of us face is an absolute overwhelming amount of information flying at our face all the time. What we really are after is trying to capture people's attention. And I will tell you this, there is probably nothing more powerful that you can do in a business meeting than be the person who starts to draw the simple picture that clarifies, because you will captivate everyone's attention for pretty much as long as you keep drawing that picture. You got to be quick, you got to rehearse, you got to know what you're doing, and that's why the book is there. But once you become the person who owns the pen, you own the room, and that is the truth.
Well, certainly sounds like a must read, and tell our listeners where they can get more information, not only on Back of the Napkin, but where could they connect with you as well?
So I'm easy to find online, Eric. I'm simply danroam.com. That's my name, D-A-N-R-O-A-M, one word, no spaces or hyphens, danroam.com. And there's another place you can find me, which is napkinacademy.com. This is my online video-based visual thinking training program. I founded it 5 years ago. And all of my words that are available in my books and pictures are available in video form on napkinacademy.com. I encourage people to take a look. There's some cool stuff there.
Certainly sounds like it, and I'll be doing that myself. Well, Mr. Rome, we certainly do appreciate your time spent here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you.
Eric, thanks so much.
And you are more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dan Rome, the author of the international bestseller, The Back of the Napkin, the most popular visual thinking business book of all time. And for more information, simply visit danrome.com or napkinacademy.com. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.